and running yet?
Mm-hmm.
You were live, didn't you?
Thank you. Officially, we're back to recess. First properties we have scheduled this morning or listed this afternoon are listed under the name David Welsh, and it's Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
We're ready for you, sir.
Mr. Welsh is asking me to do an appraisal. I'm a certified general real estate appraiser here in Taney County. And he had asked me to do an appraisal on four condominium units he owns over at the Branson Gardens condominium complex. It's right there behind Tanger in Branson. We had come up with a value on each of the individual condos and realized that they were well below what the current tax assessment value was. So at that point in time, Mr. Welsh applied for reevaluation.
You said your appraiser was well below what we had on?
Yes.
So you're wanting us to raise them?
No, my appraised value is well below what the tax assessors got them valued at. I'm sorry if I...
That's all right. I'm with you now.
Right. The property values out there at Branson Gardens, as well as several other similar projects, have just really dropped radically since these people bought these new in 2005 to 2008.
What did they pay in 2005 and 2008?
Just like Sycamore Ridge and the Vineyards, it was generally $100,000 a unit, and they were based upon people hopefully renting them for $1,000 a month, which is not really realistic.
Are the four parcels you have before us identical?
No.
Okay.
There's it's a fourplex building, so there's two units on the bottom and two units on top, and then the left-hand side is two units, or three two-bedroom units, and then the right-hand side is three bedroom units. So you've actually got a walk-in two-bedroom and a walk-in three-bedroom and a walk-up two-bedroom and a walk-up three-bedroom.
Okay.
So I done my initial appraisal, and there's been a lot of foreclosure activity at the Vineyards, Sycamore Ridge, and at the subject project. And my initial appraisal was pretty much REO properties, foreclosures. Mr. Welsh came back and said, you know, he'd like to see some other comps that were put into the report that were not going to be foreclosure properties, that were arm's length transactions between just regular people. And so we added those, and they pretty much came in just in line with what the original appraised values were. So on unit number one, which is a three-bedroom walk-in unit, we've got a value of $40,000, and I believe the assessors got that at $63,000.
What is your property number in, Den?
The parcel number?
Yep. Or do you have a BOE number?
I've got a property assessor's parcel number, 001.061, building 106, unit 1.
Okay.
That's the first one we have listed.
Yep.
So we've got an appraised value of $40,000. And I believe you've also got copies of that, including the revisions that were about a month ago. I've got extra copies, Donna, if need be.
I'm showing those all appraised at 62,000. Is that 62,789, James, or just 62?
62,782.
So we've got the three-bedroom unit, unit number one, at 40, and then the walk-up unit, which is unit number three, we've got at 39,000. Do we need to just go by these one at a time, Donna?
Yeah, because
the parcel numbers.
Yeah. Because you're asking for different values. On
mm-hmm.
the first one,
right.
You're asking for
$7,600
assessed, which that would be. $40,000, yeah. And then the next one is you're asking $35,000.
For unit number two, which is parcel number...
062.
We've got a value of 35,000.
Yep. Then 063, you're requesting 39,000.
Correct.
No, 6-4, 34,000.
34,000, yes. And these are all comps from the similar rental projects, Sycamore Ridge Vineyards, which were all built at the same time, pretty much the same floor plans.
Chris, the only thing I see in your appraisal that's a little confusing to me, because we've already had testimony today of that you used all vineyards.
Right.
And as comparables. And then we heard today, I think the testimony was that the vineyards wasn't quite the market around Branson.
Well, the comps that I used, let me look at them here. Comps 1 through 3 are the vineyards.
Right.
And then comp 4 and 5 are Tony Lane, which is Sycamore Ridge. And then comp 6.
What page is that on? Have you got it on a page of an appraisal? I don't have that.
You don't have the comps 4, 5, 6,
no,
7, 8, 9?
No, we got to the vineyards in here.
Okay, I've got additional copies. Can I just give them to you? Or?
Here we go.
There should be a total of 9 comps. And the first 3, 1, 2, and 3, are from the vineyards.
Okay.
And then 4 and 5 are from Tony Lane, which is Sycamore Ridge. And then 6 and 7 are from the vineyards again. 8 is from Tony Lane, and 9 is from the vineyards again. And pretty much within the last year, those were all the sales at those projects. And then 2 of those are active listings currently on the market. So there haven't been any sales at the Branson Gardens.
Did you drop back into 11, or was there?
Yeah, I went back into 11 and even into 10 to try to find some stuff that had sold at Branson Gardens. Couldn't find anything within a 2 or 3 year window. So these comps right now, 5 of 12, we go back into 2012.
I've got comps in the vineyards in 11. 48.5, 47.5, 43.5, 47.5, and 47.5.
Okay.
The comps you have used was actually the sales that came in this morning.
Okay. The guy bought those?
Bank foreclosure sales that bought like a group of them at one time.
Right. Those are my comps 1 through 5 were all bank foreclosures. But like I said, I went back and revised the appraisal and I added comp 6, 7, 8, and 9. Comp 6 is a vineyards unit that sold in June of 12 for $40,000. That's an arm's length transaction. It's not a bank repo. And then comp 7 at the vineyards sold in May of 12 for $39,000. And that is not a bank foreclosure sale. That's an arm's length sale. What's happened is these people that want to sell over there, there's so many repos on that street that the only way that they can get it sold is to come down and bring their prices in line. Usually, if you've got one bank repo on a street and 9 other houses for sale, the bank repo is not going to kill everybody's value. But if you've got 9 bank repos on the street and 1 arm's length, that arm's length guy's got to come down and play at that price range.
Hey, James, did we already set some in the vineyards today?
Yeah, we set the vineyards and all of his basic. We set every one of the comparables because this guy bought out of every... out of every Cornwell, Vineyards,
Sycamore Ridge.
Sycamore Ridge, and there was one other, I can't remember. He bought two out of another place. But I really don't know that his sales should be used as comparables because he was more like a condo dealer than a condo. You know, I want to buy a condo person.
I guess it's not so much I'm looking at myself as a buyer. In this kind of scenario, I'm looking at myself as the seller. If I owned one of these today and I wanted to sell it by Christmas in a 6-month time window, I'd have to be pricing them at this kind of price range. So even though he's a major condo buyer, I don't know. Those prices are probably actually good for my case, though, right? I'm sure he got them. Some of these comps are probably his units.
Well, that's why I'm pretty positive they are.
Correct me if I'm wrong, James, but on those this morning that we looked at vineyards, we did not change.
Right.
What were they valued at, the vineyards?
Well, the ones that we looked at that were the gathered up before closing, 47.
Yeah. Well, now, he also said that the bank seen them as being worth 44 or 45, even though he just paid the 38 or 9, if I'm remembering right. That they had had an appraisal run, which it sounds to me like on that type situation, they was worth the 40-something, and they're going to loan at 70% or 80%, and so he actually bought at what the bank would loan.
It's really convoluted. When I talk to my banker clients, I mean, a lot of what they're talking about is how much they're writing off. Okay? And so what they've got on the books as a unit is really has nothing to do specifically with what the loan amount was or how much they actually lost.
Well, that gets a little confusing in these appraisals, you know.
Right. That's why I really don't look at what the banks value them at on the, for their books, for their own internal and government records.
Because unless I've got some cash and you've appraised this at $40,000, $32,000 is all the bank's going to loan me on it.
If you can get a loan on a condo now.
Right.
But no, I mean, so I'm looking at what can you sell these for in a six-month, you know, time window. And so that's what these arm's-length sales, the additional ones I put into the report, they're showing right about $40,000 for one of these three-bedroom units, the bigger ones.
$47,000. We left it the same.
He bought that for $39,000 then, a three-bedroom unit. And I'm appraising a three-bedroom. My records show $39,000. Yeah, 2960 Vineyards Parkway. And like I said, yeah, there's been a lot of bank foreclosures there, but that's a majority of the activity. So when I added in some of these other non-bank foreclosure sales, arm's length sales, they're right in that same price range. But you've got the vineyards on the books now at 47?
Yeah.
And then so we're at 67 on these same three-bedroom sized units.
62.7.
67.8.
Oh, it's
62.782.
63. My only recommendation can come to the board at putting them at the same value as we did this morning.
For a three-bedroom?
Yeah, I just don't see the evidence changing that much since he used those vineyards as a comparable. And the discrepancies the gentleman talked about this morning hadn't been looked at by Mr. Cooper, but he's got his own opinion. He's been an appraiser for years, and he's got his own opinion how it should be carried through.
So that would be for the walk-in three-bedroom unit?
I don't have any variance in the size, even though they're different bedrooms. They've evidently laid out a different floor plan.
I'm showing the three-bedroom units, 1,100 square feet.
Yeah.
And then the two-bedroom unit's 933 square feet.
We're showing 1,080 and 1,135 adjusted, taken off the floor.
Adjusted. That adjusted counts for your decks and stuff, right? I mean, it should be base what we're talking about.
Yeah, it could be a patio. Yeah, a balcony or something on the upper one.
But the base on all four, at least that we have in front of us, is 1,080.
1,080 is what we've got off the plat.
That's what's in the computer.
Right.
On all four.
But they're not the same size. They're different square footage.
But you're saying that, what did you say the three-bedroom size was? You give us
1,100.
Which is 1,080, basically.
And then the two-bedroom is 933.
Which I'm sure that 1,080 is the three-bedroom. That's all I could recommend to do is just set them straight. I don't know that three-bedroom versus two is going to be, according to the sales even, that they're even looking at that.
The Vineyards and the Tony Lane comps, the Vineyards comps and the Sycamore Ridge, those are all three-bedroom units. Those are identical fourplexes. All four units are the same. At Branson Gardens, like I said, two of the units are two bedrooms, smaller. And then the other side of the fourplex, they're three-bedroom units, and they're larger square footage. They rent for completely different amounts.
I guess we could go with three at the 47, or two at the 47,000 and two at 44,000 would be close to the difference of dropping the value. I just don't see the value of changing much on the sales there.
I understand. Chris, which of these two properties are two bedroom?
Unit number.
You need the parcel number unless you have a BOE number.
Right. Okay, the parcel numbers.
Just the last three digits. It'd
be 062 and 064 are two-bedroom units.
The two even numbers, yeah.
Yes.
It's 22.
And 201322 and 201324 at 44. Is that your recommendation, Jim?
Yes, sir. Based on your decision this morning.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish 201321, 201323 at 47,000, 201322 and 24 at 44,000. Discussion. James, you're talking total appraised, correct?
Yes, sir.
Motion and second on the floor, Brandon. Our tab to establish 21 and 23 at 47,000, 22 and 24 at 44,000. The difference being a two-bedroom compared to a three-bedroom. Based upon the decisions that were made today, earlier, regarding Vineyards condo. Discussion. All favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Be careful. Got hit. We'll be running no races.
No.
All right.
Stowe's Mill LLC is next. And it looks like there's two appeals. Well, not in 010.
Hello, Clint. Good. How are you?
That are together?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name is William Todd.
Mr. Todd will be with you just.
Okay.
Sir, would you tell me where this parcel of property is located?
yes, sir. The Stowe's Mill property is located at 9 Treasure Lake Drive in Branson. Again, my name is William Todd. I'm Mr. Ray's attorney. Mr. Ray is here in the room. If you have any questions that I can't answer, I'll be here on his behalf on Appeals 2014-09 and 2014-10. Both of these properties are buildings that Mr. Ray built on ground leases. Underlying real estate is owned by Treasure Lake RV Resort Camping Club. I'll begin and briefly with to tell you that Mr. Ray did meet with the assessor in April and provided the appraisal, which I believe a copy has been provided to you. His appraisal, they were able to reach some agreement for some reduction. In talking with the assessor, he indicated that he didn't believe he could reduce it any more on without the approval of the Board of Equalization. Mr. Ray asked me to come over here and provide what information I could. As noted in 2012, the valuation of the Stowe's Mill property was a true value of $725,203. The assessors, after meeting with the assessor suggested a reduction to $687,664. Mr. Ray is asking the parcel be reduced to $560,000 as a true appraised value, true value. The property is 17,500 square feet retail space. He has a tenant in there that is only paying $6 per foot. He's, in the past, 5 years ago, He had it rented at $9 a foot, but due to declining values, that tenant leaving, it's gone lower and lower. And right now, he has another 7,500 square feet that he's trying to lease at six, and it's difficult to find someone even to go in there. There's no question that, you know, initially the cost of the building was more than this. In hindsight, you know, that at that time, 12 years ago, land values, property values were worth a lot more. Right now, if he could sell it for $560, he'd be glad to take it and go. But essentially, based on the appraisal valuation that he gave, we're asking the board to consider reducing it to that value. The building itself is functional. It does need some exterior needs exterior paint and a little maintenance. All the equipment's now getting close to 15 years old, and that's requiring additional expense.
I guess I'd have one question to kind of start off clearing this up a little bit is, should you be taxed for the land, or should this land go to Treasure Lake?
Well, I believe under the lease, he has to pay the tax on both parts, their land and his buildings and improvements. He has to pay all the tax.
But doesn't that affect the value of the 560? I would assume, I mean, we've got the land on for $113,000, and I would assume if you were to buy that land today in the open market, it might cost you $1 million.
No, there's just an acre there. I mean, I would think the land would, I don't know if you could sell it. I respectfully would think maybe $100,000 for an acre. It's not on Shepherd of the Hills. It sets off a little bit. And
that's a stove mill?
Uh-huh.
Is that Whitney?
No. No, that's not the Whitney.
Okay, you're off. Okay.
This is
like the entrance into Treasure Lake.
Okay.
They're not off very far, but they are off.
Yeah.
It's a narrow.
It's the wrong direction. It's in a parallel 49 with the road.
All you see from Shepherd of the Hills, you just kind of see the end of the building.
How's your occupancy run there? Is it empty now?
Or he's got 10,000 of the 17,500 leased at $6 a foot, $60,000 a year. And the tenant struggles at that. I mean,
the rest has been empty.
In January and February, he had to give him lower the rent to $42.50 for a couple of months.
What did it cost you to build it?
$1,350,000.
I've got no recommendation for the board because, like I say, I've kind of went the limit on what I feel like I can do without jeopardizing the neighboring property.
I mean, you're saying that the value in April of 687, 664, is that right? Is that what you?
Yeah.
A revised.
But that's the board's decision from there. Now, when we talked 4 to 5 years ago when you built this.
Well, actually, no, close to 15.
Well, I thought you said 4.
I built it in 01.
You built that in 01,
yeah.
Okay. And you didn't fill it for a while, did you?
No, I went in it at first, and then it sat empty there for quite a while again until that body's exhibit came in. They were supposed to stay a year and stayed 3 months.
Right.
And then it took a while to get that Hacienda restaurant in there after that, and they stayed in that front half for 3 years now. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that they stay there.
I need a pack of
did I hear you say you've got 7,500 square feet you're trying to?
Yes, he's been actively trying.
Trying to lease it. It's sitting there empty.
How long has it been empty?
Three years, 3.5 years.
He had one tenant for about 6 months.
That came in, but I mean, we had a tenant. I mean, they paid 2 months. They were in there 6 months by the time we got them out. They couldn't make it go either. But Hacienda Restaurant, I mean, the family works it, and they work it hard, and they have the restaurant there in Hollister as well. He's in the front half of it. So, I mean, he's been there 3 years, and he's making that work. I mean, it's tough in the winters on him, and we, you know, work with him in the winters, but the rest of that building, we're just having a heck of a time. I mean, I've offered it a couple of times at $5 a square foot. When the Redworth Outlet Mall went out, I went to all of those tenants trying to get them over there, trying to catch one of them, and I was offering it to all of them at $5 a square foot, but I couldn't get one of them in there. They went to the Meadows instead.
What was the lease at the Meadows at the time? Seven?
I'm not sure. I mean, two or three.
I don't know.
Sure, but it's just been tough.
I know they offered him some pretty good discounts. I mean, we had some interest, the Case Knife people and stuff, and they told us $5 a foot wouldn't get it, and we really couldn't.
We can't. We'll wait to try to get six or seven from somebody, and we can't go really below $5. Okay.
Did he figure the other, in the appraisal, I didn't look, did he figure it at 2 or 3 or just the active space at 6 in the appraisal?
And that was given for a bank loan, and I think he tried to push it up to value it at like $9, you know. Appraisals, I guess, you know, you can use your assumptions, as you know, and a small change in assumption, it results in a, you know, significant.
Those are done on refinancing, getting a line of credit to be able to stay in business, and so, I mean, those are pushed as hard as they can push them in today's economies on those appraisals, because I've used that to get an extra line of credit against the property to keep going through the winters.
Yeah, I can kind of discuss the basics on the other parcel if you want.
Let's do that first.
Okay. This would be located at 3506 Shepherd of the Hills. It is also on the Treasure Lake property. The Stowe's Mill that we talked about would be on the other side of IMAX with the entrance to Treasure Lake from, and on the map just to the east here, this little corner, there's the Whitney's World of Crafts building. And it's 18,000 square feet of retail space. Initially, Mr. Ray occupied the entire 18,000 square feet with his craft mall business. This building is much older. Part of this building was built close to 20 years ago. And then he added on, at that time it was 10,000 square feet with a basement underneath, and then he added on 8,000 square feet of additional retail space in 2000. The additional 8,000 that he added on, he leases out. That is leased at $7 per square foot to Quilts and Quilts Fabric Shop. The 2012 valuation on this property was $1,340,000, which I think does reflect that it has frontage on Shepherd of the Hills and has additional does have additional land to it, although the land behind the building is pretty much a ravine. Really, there's just about an acre and a half of usable land and an acre and a half of gully.
Could you help me again? The valuation of 2012 was what?
$1,340,490. After meeting with the assessor, he agreed to reduce that to $968,571 in April. Yeah. And his appraisal on this was $550,000. And a copy of that appraisal's been provided. This building has some additional storage in addition to the retail underneath, basement that's essentially some storage area. None of that is leased. He uses a little bit of it. The tenant uses a little bit of it. This little red building back here originally was a bus wash. That's actually been taken down this year, so it was in the process of being taken down in January. So, this building has the older portion, the 10,000 square foot original section, has some structural problems. It's got a roof that leaks. He's been told it'd be about $200,000 to fix that. It also has 10 separate air heat units that really actually need to be replaced. He's having to constantly repair them. He's already spent over $5,000 this summer just so far, and there's still some that are in need of repair. He was fortunate to get Quilts and Quilts to move in at $7 a foot. Unfortunate for them, they were a victim of the tornado. It was fortunate for him that he was needing to downsize his craft mall and try to get some lease because of, you know, declining sales, lack of, and a lot of the old craft vendors have retired. They're hard to find anymore, and he felt like he would be better to downsize back to 10,000 square feet for his retail operation and bring them in. His retail business is, I mean, it's a struggle. Sales have declined. Well, they've declined every year since 2002, but they've really drastically declined since 2008, about 25% a year. It seems that he's dropped. He's down to about a quarter of what he had in sales when he first opened. And again, we're asking if for some additional reduction, if the commission can see fit to reduce it to 550, that may be a pretty big stretch because that's less than half. But I think, you know, a fair number would be somewhere between there and the 968 that's.
I'd again just ask the commission to open page 73 and look at just the vacant land comparables. It's calling this land worth $613,000. And I don't know where Jerry has come in with all these adjustments to get the whole property worth $560,000. I don't have no idea where you absorb $500 to $600 worth. $500,000 worth of land into a $550,000 or $60,000 appraisal with business square footage and I guess I'm just not seeing how you could do that when we always value something even in the income approach, land plus the building.
Yeah,
he's got his comparables all laid out on page 73.
Well, 4.5 acres of that Whitney's land is useless. And the only land that's worth anything at Whitney's is what the building's built on. The rest of it, I think you've got it appraised as under a timber tax anyway already, because we discussed that years ago, probably 10 years ago. But that back behind Whitney's is basically unbuildable. IMAX, where their parking lot is, brought in, 3,600 loads of fuel to make that a parking lot to add on those cinemas in that gully. But so there's 3,600 loads of fuel there, and then your gully down probably 100 foot.
All he's comparing is 2.55 acres on his comparable page. He's not comparing all that bad land. It's just hard for me to comprehend. I know Jeff's an appraiser. Maybe he can calmly. Are you seeing page 73 of his appraisal?
Yeah. Well, I'm in residential.
And I don't know. He's got a computations of future value of the lease. Ground lease payments or present value or some. I'll have to admit I don't understand it entirely myself. I think you recognize, in this market, $1.4 million for that old building is the land is not going to happen.
Well, you
probably see as many comparables in here as anybody and know that right now commercial property, if you were going to unload it, and this is one of those circumstances too, where that would have to be something that was agreed to probably between Treasure Lake and us, and Treasure Lake doesn't have the authority to sell that
they
land.
Can't sell it.
So, we're dealing with a different kind of animal here.
But that's just my point out to the board. Do their deciding.
Well, we'd sure take 500 for each of them and let someone else deal with it.
Wouldn't have much in the pocket for 15 years of headache, but there would be some, and there wouldn't be any debt left, so that's. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of quick questions of the two parcels of property. The first parcel, which is approximately two-thirds, 75% of the second parcel, you're requesting a final valuation that will be higher than the second larger parcel that's on Shepherd Post.
And I think that reflects the conditions of the structures, the type of building it is, and, you know, that's...
Whitney's has two different sections. One section was built in 1990, 10,000 square foot, and the other 8,000 square foot of that I built in 2000. And then the Stowe's Mill building, which is the other parcel on number 9 Treasure Lake Drive, I built in 2001. And it's 17,500 square foot, roughly.
And the Whitney's is more of a steel building with metal, you know, exterior, typical steel structure. The Stowe's Mill building has a lot more aesthetics to the look of it, and had a higher cost, and is newer by almost 10 years, maybe. I'm not sure. Eight years.
10, 11 years newer. It's a better building. 50 by 50 square foot of that Stowe's Mill building, it's all out of big pine wood trusses inside and has the water wheel, and then the rest of it is the metal building with the facade on the front of it and everything. It's just a lot more money into the building versus the metal shell barn type building Whitney's is. I mean, it's just a metal building with the front porch built off of it. But.
Both properties are on lease land?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The retail space is close to the same for both. Whitney's has the benefit of some storage in the basement, and the benefit of frontage. The Stowe's Mill is less desirable piece of ground, but it's a better building.
That little red building there behind Whitney's is 30 by 60. That used to be the bus force facility when all the coaches were in town. I had that business. We've taken that building down. We've got a few other of the red iron standing, but it's come down. It was a little bit damaged, and the wind damage and stuff that came through, and that we're removing it, so it's really not there anymore. And another week, it'll totally be gone. The last of the red iron to be down, so I mean, that's on the Whitney's property. So that part really didn't attach to the 18,000 square foot of shopping. It was just right up to the back of it, so that part no longer does exist. So that's a 30 by 60 building that's not part of the property anymore.
And I will be honest with Mr. Ray, when he got his loans and got the appraisals, he didn't frankly understand exactly how Jerry got to, how could Stowe's be worth, you know, 10,000 more than Whitney's, given that Whitney's has the frontage, and from a retail standpoint is a better, much better location.
Well, I know, James, you guys talked in what, April?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to make an adjustment on both of them, but I don't know if I'm quite ready to go down to the appraised value. That would just be my, especially on
The Whitney's is a pretty big jump.
Right. think half, I can't pull it up now, is 900 and something.
All right, 68.
I looked at some numbers here of knocking the depreciation on the actual structures on Whitney's 80%, the ones that's below or above 87, and I got a 92, which would lower the structure itself to 607,589 plus the land, which would be another 60,000 off of what we done in April.
607,589.
For the structures,
the and land is
294,030.
You're talking about an end result of
901,619. 901,619, yeah, from the 968,571. Mr. Jackson, can you see, and my question on the land, am I not looking at that right? What, why is he run a sales comparison at that value?
On the?
Just the vacant land comparable sales.
Yeah, I'm not understanding
why you would even run it. All it is defying his own appraisal.
Yeah, I'm
not making. I've seen it happen before.
Right.
But usually when they do that, they come in and say, well, we're going to tear this building out at a certain cost and deduct it from the land value, if leaving the land's worth more vacant than with the structure on it.
Yeah.
But he's not going that route with that. That's all I would have for the board.
You have any further thoughts on the property we looked at before this?
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't understand his appraisal on it. I just don't understand it being off back in the corner. It is it's a beautiful building you pull up to it. I mean, it's got the eye appeal and structure appeal, but for him to come in that close on those two buildings, and two businesses, one occupied and one not, I'm just not understanding the two appraisals whatsoever.
$687,664.
Appraisal was at $560,000. The motion
is $600,000.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second
it. Motion has been seconded. Discussion.
That's total.
So that is total appraisal.
Right.
Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
On a BOE number ending in 10.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion for total valuation for $800,000.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the valuation for BOE number 2013-10 at $800,000.
Well, that one has got a partial agriculture and part commercial. Do you want to add to have it split?
Are you talking about the top?
I'm talking about the number 10.
It's got $308 in agriculture.
Yep.
I think that both properties were split and how they were valued, but we should leave that to the assessor.
You just want the total?
What he did, what the motion was on property number 09 was a total of $600,000. That included all, and I'm assuming
that's all commercial.
Was it?
Yeah, that's all commercial. It's only the Flint, or number 10, that has part ag and part commercial. At least that's what I'm showing.
Yeah, that's the only way we could come up with a reduction. We took the hollow out and put it in agriculture land.
Okay.
To figure it.
I think Jeff was wanting to make the... Go ahead, it's your words. Yeah, leave the ag. Let's see.
So 800,000 plus
308.
Right.
390 at.
Well, you're saying 390. I've got 308.
Okay.
That's what it's showing there.
For the
ag?
For the ag, yes.
Okay.
Improvements in land, or
commercial.
Ag, commercial. Improvements in commercial would be 800.
Total would be?
$800,308.
Was there a second to that motion?
Any.
I second.
That sets the value of 2013-10 to $800,308. In the previous total valuation of $968,571, an appraisal of $550,000. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think that's reasonable, fair.
If you have disagreement with the valuations that were established today, again, you have the opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission. Their clerk will notify you of that in about a week.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, you bet.
See you. Good.
See you. See
you.
Your next one's due at 2:30.
Vacant land in Branson Hills, I'm assuming.
All these cedar hills.
Yeah, vacant lots, Branson Hills. And the assessor has them all on at $9,310.
There's two that's not.
Well, that's, unless it's the same people, it's not. Let me see. Oh, I guess maybe it is part of them.
Actually, I'll probably ask the board to raise those two from contractor price up to something my office has missed.
I
did help me out here. All of these lots of subdivisions should be present.
That's what it says.
Represented, okay. Because we're scheduled. We're not scheduled for 2:30. I see. All of these that I hear you, with the exception of a couple of rides, the same thing.
Sorry.
Yes. Okay. At the 49,000.
If this is the figure that was set last year?
That's below the figure set last
year. This is below the figure.
I lowered it.
What did we set those at last year?
Let me do some quick calculation here, sir, and I can tell you. I'll turn my computer on, it'll read better.
These people that are going to be in front of us, do they know that this change has already been made?
I don't know. We had them on at 78,000 and I lowered them to 49. You guys set them at 78 last year.
Wasn't that the golf course properties?
Right. Some of these lots were all on at a contractor's price of 18,000, and we raised those when we seen them sell to Cedar Greens to the 49,000, which is the price established this year on. We missed two of them evidently, but for years and always in Taney County that I can remember, if a contractor's lots are put on for 10, 18, whatever they're established at, kind of covering the improvements, then as they sell off, we put them on at market value. Right, wrong, or indifferent, people's argued both ways. But this Cedar Greens, I don't know whether they're a finance company, who they are, but they've evidently bought up a bunch of them. I knew, and you guys was presented the reason I come up with this price, you guys was presented an appraisal last year by Arvis Bank, establishing 49,000 on like 60 or 70 of them lots that they took back in Branson Hills, and that should be on record. And so that's why we come up with the 49,000 here. It's a fun place to assess. I'm going to give it to you, Chuck. You can have fun.
I wouldn't want your job for nothing. I like mine a whole lot better.
Wow.
But BOE number 107, James, it does have Branson Hills as the subdivision, but it's not with this group.
I see that it's Branson Hills.
Yeah.
And that is in the same set of appraisals?
No, it's separate. It's okay. A separate individual bringing it.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that before you.
Which one is that now?
Number 107.
And I don't have
today?
It.
Yeah, 3 o'clock today.
They're on at 18.8 and have been on at 18.8 all the way through. I don't know what they're doing coming.
What do you mean 18.8? I'm showing 69,000.
They printed out 18.8.
Well, maybe you guys have changed it.
Well, probably did.
But I mean, when they set the appointment with them, it was 69,000, and all those above it. And I'm going by appraised value. Okay, all those above it, all those Cedar Greens are showing 49,000 appraised. Do you have something different?
I've got the last two parcel numbers that's still showing the 18.8.
Yeah,
on
the.
This is the real estate program. The Crogies are showing it, the total assessment value of 13,110.
That's assessed.
Value of 69,000.
Yeah. That's what I said, appraised 69,000.
That's not what they're on.
That's what they're on.
Kenny.
This is the real estate.
This is the book you gave us. We have it on CD.
No, this is Melissa's program.
That's Melissa's program. It ain't nothing to do with it.
Don't go by Melissa's program. Are we going to get the CD?
I don't have it.
I'll get it.
So got to make sure. Right.
I'm showing what you're showing.
I need to move anyway.
Which is 69. So will it be your thought to move this to the 49?
Which one?
Crow.
They've all been moved to 49.
Not to K-R-O-H-E.
Crowley.
Scheduled for 3 o'clock today.
Krogan.
Yes, sir.
Well, that would be fine.
No, I'm just asking. It's Branson Hill.
I'm not seeing it. I see Branson Hills Development Company.
No, look down here at 3 o'clock appointment.
Crow?
Yes. James and Don Crow. Crowley?
It's Crowley.
We'll have to look around their lot and see if that's a actual... you set two or three different values. You set undeveloped. You set inside lots away from the subdivision. Then you are away from the golf course, and then you set fairway golf course lots.
And those were 78.
Yeah, you guys set that all last year.
2,000
2 years ago. 2 years ago, the golf course side was 78. The non-golf course. Was
69.
Crowley is golf course.
At 69.
And it's on at 69.
I don't know why he's coming.
Pardon?
I don't know why he's coming in.
Okay, let me back up. These others that you just established are not golf course side.
I think these Cedar Greens may be some of those Arvis Banks that's sold out that's in the undeveloped area. Would make sense anyhow. I'm just,
right.
I'm not looking at anything here on a map.
The Crokey's purchase there on 6/12/12 for $21,000.
Okay,
he's
then that's
because he has a high land.
That's why they're coming in then.
He says it's an arm's length transaction.
This is a golf course lot. And this one is on at the
18. Yeah, and these Cedar Greens are all on at the 49.
Well,
but they're not off course.
Aren't that them undeveloped lots up there?
I think that's a
telephone. I counted through them. Yeah, they're not golf course. This one here is.
Oh,
for sure.
The one, okay, yeah, they bought it for 21.
Then we won't start to.
But this is back to the developers. That's why we've got it at 18.8.
Yes.
I don't know why they're coming.
No, that's in person. Your teleconference isn't until 3:15. That's Woodlands Condos.
Cedar Greens.
Oh, Marcy Health is one also.
Work fingers.
Oh.
It's in Cedar Greens. Unless we've just missed the name change.
I don't know why they're coming.
I don't know either.
Okay. See, my printouts, Ron, and the certified book are the same now in Melissa's versus Gamma, where you guys are still using prior to us getting all those June.
We pulled the data out of Sheila Burkhart's computer. Whatever program Sheila had on
Melissa's.
Her computer. Did I say Melissa? No, I said
Sheila Burkhart.
It's the same thing that Sheila uses. It's Melissa's program.
Melissa's program. Never mind.
Okay.
Cedar Greens we're looking at is not. It doesn't look to me like any of these lots are right on the golf course.
They're actually all second tier or third tier lots.
Yeah, but they're in the developed area, not the undeveloped area.
Well, yeah.
They're on Pebble Beach Road at Winterfoot.
Would you like us to go to recess, sir?
I'd say we've kind of forced to right now. We'll stay in recess since we don't have a court.
Since we don't have